Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Today is Thursday, August 8th, and we're back with you. Thank you for joining us. Another hot day in LA. The weather's getting actually pretty nice. We're in the valley where things get a little hotter, and we have to weather 100-degree weather degrees. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, you know. We have a guest in the studio in just a moment. I just wanted to bring up the fact that if you guys heard, there was people were planning to do a suicide attack on a Taylor Swift concert, and I guess this was ISIS inspired plot to carry out a suicide attack. So, and that's in Austria. So I guess they canceled the concert, and this is pretty worrisome. You know, I'm surprised nothing happened during the Olympics, you know, because things are pretty dangerous right now in the world, and I don't want to see any of this happening. You know, it's pretty grim as far as to what's going on. And that's it for now. I don't want to get too much into the news. We're going to get to our guest. We have Wendy Tang in the studio. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Hi, Sam. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You're a filmmaker.
Yes, I'm a filmmaker.
You need to be closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Yes, I'm a filmmaker.
Yes. How long have you been a filmmaker now?
I've been a filmmaker, well, I spent some years at NYU studying film. If you count those years in, about 8 years.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. So you went to NYU.
I went to NYU.
What was that like?
It was great, yeah, because I'm not from the U.S. I'm actually from China.
Oh,
so
okay.
I landed in New York. It was the first city I've ever visited.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was great. It's a great program and a school that really immersed me in the city and also introduced me to filmmaking.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of scary to move to New York? I mean, it's big. But then again, China is pretty big too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, it's pretty big. So for me, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be moving to New York. Or maybe it's just because, like, I was born in a city, so I'm, like, kind of used to those city vibes.
What city did you live in?
You mean in China?
Yes.
I'm from Guangzhou.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a city very close to Hong Kong. That's what I tell everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a big country. Wow.
It's a big country. Yeah.
What's it like to live with, like, a billion people, you know?
It's fine.
Does it get very crowded in places?
It does, like subways.
Subways,
yeah, but it gets crowded, you know, on New York subways as well. So.
Right, yeah. And then I guess it doesn't have to be a big place to be crowded, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know Tokyo is pretty crowded, and it's not that big a city, you know.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
But there's a lot of people there, so there you go. Your English is excellent, though. Did you learn English in China?
I did.
And you probably watched a lot of American movies.
I watched a lot of TV shows and movies.
And
sure,
movies, but, yeah. I know that's how you can pick up the right accent and everything and understand more about the language, you know.
Yeah.
Were you always fascinated with America when you grew up?
I would say I was more fascinated with the world of filmmaking, and Hollywood is one of the major sector in it. So I inevitably watch a lot of Hollywood films.
Right.
And I also watch a lot of indie films and some films from Europe. And, yeah, I also watch a lot of British TV shows.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, there's probably like a big movie industry in China too, right?
There is, yes.
Yeah. But that didn't interest you that much? Or did you get started in China?
I didn't. Because none of my family is working in the industry in China.
Right.
And they're not familiar with the whole entertainment, film,
right,
TV, you know, industry and market in China. So I always wanted to study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took the chance. I applied.
Wow.
And I got in.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any siblings, brothers or sisters?
I don't.
You
don't? I'm the single
kid. So your parents were pretty probably sad to see you go, no?
I think they're kind of indifferent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're like, okay, if you want to do what you want, go for it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, remember to come back, you know, every other year.
Very nice.
To visit us.
So they're supportive of you.
I would say they're indifferent. It's
indifferent.
Not like they're not like supportive.
Oh, really?
It's like they because they know that they don't have any support for me. They can't provide me any support in this industry.
Right.
But they'll just try their best to, you know, help me get on the way.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
But they still don't think that being a filmmaker, especially being a director, is a feasible way to, you know, financially support yourself.
Right.
So they still have their doubts, and
right.
I think, yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And time will solve
it. Did it take a lot of convincing?
It did.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. I had to convince them, like, why I like this industry, why I want to do what I want to do. And, I mean, they still have their questions.
Yeah.
But I think we are at a kind of, like, a good balance now,
mm-hmm.
that I understand their concerns and they understand my passion.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's good, you know. I mean, it's good that at least they didn't fight you on it, you know.
They used to. And they gave up.
Yeah.
Because they know that I'm not going to change.
I know. I know that... In many Asian countries,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emphasis on education and succeeding and things like that, you know. So I can understand that, you know. They want you to get a real job,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah,
but here too,
that
you know.
Too. Yeah.
Here too. I mean, we interview a lot of people, and some people, yeah, their parents were not for it at all, you know. But you got to follow your passion, and you decided to do that. And that's cool. So you came here after high school, or did you go to college?
I came here after high school.
I see. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So you're pretty young when you came.
You could say that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did too, actually. I came here at 16, but I had some family here. Did you have anybody here?
I don't have any close family here.
No. So you pretty much came on your own,
yeah.
Found a place to live,
mm-hmm.
and started going to college, right?
Yep.
Was it hard to get into NYU?
Of course I got in, so I want to
right,
say it was
right.
that hard, but it was a very extensive application process.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of applying to School of the Arts, because
okay.
it's very competitive and it's a great program.
Right.
And yeah, I had to do like a full portfolio and a few essays.
Oh, wow.
And I probably did something else, but I don't remember. It was like so many years ago. Yeah, but
it was... You still seem very young. It doesn't seem like a lot of years ago, you know?
It was a lot of years ago.
Was it?
It was, okay, cool. Yeah. It was like it's like 8 years ago. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's been a long time. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun process. It's like
yeah.
you're trying to find out what kind of filmmaker you want to be in
right.
the application process, and you try to demonstrate it to, you know, the admissions team. And yeah, it's basically they want to know if you can tell a good story.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true. What was I going to ask? Oh, so when you came here, what was the level of your English at the time? Were you at a good enough level where you can actually go to school and understand what's going on?
That's interesting. I never felt that there was a language barrier between like growing up.
Right.
Maybe I just pick up things very fast.
Right.
Yeah, and I also watch a lot of, you know, TV
yeah,
shows
you
from
must.
The West.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it didn't...
But you watch TV shows, but you don't get to speak it a lot, do you, in China?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I first got here, I don't know, I just started speaking, and it gets better and better.
Wow. You're very talented, obviously. You know, I mean, it's not easy doing this, and I know the difference between Chinese and English
it's
is so
very
great,
yeah.
right?
It's a completely two different set of languages.
Right, right. I know. My brother lived in China for a while, and he was speaking a little bit of it. And I'm like, how can you even start learning it? You know, it's like, it sounds so difficult. But I guess if you really want to, you
mm-hmm.
can do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. So you left China. You came to New York City. You applied and you got accepted. So that was in arts and performing arts, or
that was in Tisch School of the Arts under the film production major.
Okay,
yeah.
So you decided you're going to take your path in film.
Yeah.
Was there an option for TV too, or?
I think for the program was very supportive to students like selecting their own concentration.
Right.
So some of us selected directing, and some went to producing.
Right.
You can also choose editing. You can also choose cinematography.
Right.
And I think I've been drawn more to the writing and directing sector of it.
Okay.
Because I really want to write my stories and I want to bring it to screen.
Yeah. Have you written many stories?
Like short stories, yes.
Short stories. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I turn like some of them to like the short scripts, and I make some of them to short films.
Yeah, cool. And we're going to talk about your film in a little bit. We just want to find out a little bit more about you and everything. Did you have to make like your own films in school and stuff?
Yeah. The curriculum was actually very strict. That you have to. So for the second year, you have to make 5 movies in a semester. It's like 5 short films.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
that's a lot.
Yeah, each is like 3 to 5 minutes, but still it takes, you know, the whole crew, and you get to do everything from start to end to familiarize yourself with the whole process.
Right.
So I think that was really good exercise.
Plus, you have to think up 5 different stories.
Yes.
That's probably even harder, right?
Yeah.
Probably harder than making the film.
Yeah, they're equally hard.
Yeah. Very cool. And where do you get your ideas? I mean, are you like influenced by certain things, or how do the ideas come up for you?
My ideas actually came from everywhere. Sometimes it's like just a feeling that I have. I'll write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's an image that I think of. I'll write it down.
Wow.
And sometimes it could be just, you know, something other people told me or something that I saw on the street.
Right.
Yeah. I tend to pick up like the details from my life and just document it, so it might be useful one day.
Yeah, it is useful, you know. Usually when you draw on your own experience, you know more about the subject, you know. I see. And so you had to do this with other students, each one doing their own thing, the editing and all that stuff. So you got a lot of experience.
Collaborating
with other people and doing this, right?
Yes.
And as a director, you obviously are part of every part of the production. You have to oversee everything, right?
Yes.
The casting, the editing, it's like the music, right? The sound and everything. Wow, that's a lot, you know? I mean, kudos to you for... even approaching something like this, you know, I don't know that I could. Movie making seems so complicated to me. So, but I guess you have to break it down, right?
Yeah, you have to break it down. You have to know how each part is connected to each other.
Right.
And how you can make the process more seamless and productive.
Right. Yeah, because sometimes I wonder about like the blockbusters and stuff. You know, there's like thousands of people involved, you know.
For sure.
And how do you direct something like that, you know, or even produce it? And but you know, then I realized, you know, everybody's got their own thing that they're doing, you know. It's almost like any other business, you know. People have different roles, and they take, you know, and they do whatever it takes, you know, the production design and the acting and, you know, and the sound and all that stuff, special effects. So obviously, when you make short films, it's a short... You don't have a lot of time to tell the story, right?
Right.
You have to condense it into, what, 5 minutes usually?
I would say I usually make films about, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you get a little more involved.
I get a little more involved. And because, I just... It's a little hard for me to... It's not that I cannot, but it's a little hard for me to fully express something within like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll try for 10 minutes next time.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be short in order to be entertaining, right? I mean,
actually the standard like time range for short films is under 40 minutes.
Under 40 minutes?
Yeah, so anything under 40 minutes can be regarded as a short film.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought only about 15 minute stops or something.
Yeah, it has a lot of, like, flexibility. Like, some people tend to make longer short films that runs, like, 30 minutes. And some others, like, they just want to make, like, 5-minute films, and they're equally good.
Yeah. Very cool. What, do you remember the first film you made?
Wow, let me... Yeah, that's got to be traced down memory lane.
One of them that you liked.
That I liked?
Yeah.
I would say
because obviously you must like some more than others, no? Or
I'd
the
like
process of making
some
them?
Some more than others, but I do feel like each of the films, each of the shorts I made, even in the, you know, class exercise
right.
and in the curriculum, they are, I like them equally. It's like hard to pick the
yeah.
best because I did my best when I was making them.
Right.
Yeah, I did my best with the knowledge that I had, with the experience that I had.
Yeah.
But I will, okay, let me see. The first ever short that
uh-huh.
I made was actually for my application portfolio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a very simple story about a young girl going back to her house and finding no one in the house, but she always feels that something is haunting her.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like a black and white movie.
Uh-huh.
5 minutes, and I cast my dear friend, and I asked my uncle, be like, hey, can I please use your house for a day?
Yeah.
And I took my DSLR,
and
I filmed it, and we filmed it, and
yeah.
I directed my friend, like, throughout the process. It was like a two-people crew. I didn't
okay.
even have sound,
yeah.
because I mean, for that one, I didn't have dialogue, because I know I couldn't, you know, record professional dialogues with
right.
myself, so I decided to go like full, like no dialogue film.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it was great. Like even now looking back, I still think it's a really fun process.
Yeah.
And I get to have a really good time with my friend in
yeah.
the house just by ourselves
uh-huh.
from like the morning to sunset. And yeah, and after that I edited the film myself and I
uh-huh.
put on some soundtracks. And I submitted it as part of my portfolio.
Very nice. And obviously, this impressed them because
hopefully it did.
They accepted you to the school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever feature yourself in the film? Do you ever act in your films too?
I try to keep myself from acting in the film because
okay.
I want to focus more on directing.
Right.
And I am that kind of person who gets a little self-conscious, you know, in front of camera.
Okay.
So I would just say I'll leave the job to the professionals.
Right.
I'll work with the actors.
Right.
Yeah. I'll stay behind the camera.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable, you know, because you're more drawn to the process of making the
mm-hmm.
movie, the big picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I enjoy working with actors. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they're to me, they're just like very magical creatures. They have like different ideas, they have different, you know, they're willing to like put themselves in the character you write for them,
right,
which I always appreciate,
right.
And I think that process is like mutually beneficial, that we get to talk more about the character, and that sometimes even helped me to get deeper into the story,
right.
Yeah, so I really like the process.
Yeah. And it's got to be hard to be an actor, too, you know. I was
yeah.
thinking about that.
For
I
sure.
Don't know that I ever could. I could only play myself. You know? So everybody's like into something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm good with music. I have no problem performing in front of people and everything. But I don't know about acting. Maybe if I learned it, if I studied
you
it.
Learned it, yeah. You
right?
might find it fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be, yeah, for sure. Actually, I remember when I was a kid in school, I used to act in plays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, you know, that's being like 13 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that difficult. And at what point did you move to L.A.? When you finished school, pretty
yeah.
much? Was that the plan?
I wouldn't say it was part of my plan because the pandemic happened. It just disrupted
oh, okay.
everything.
Yeah.
Like, originally, I wanted to stay in New York for, like, maybe a couple more years before I'm moving out to L.A.
Okay.
But during the pandemic, there was just nothing going on.
Right.
And I have to find a job. And I, like, personally, I feel like the film industry in New York is not very friendly to, like, entry-level.
Really?
Students.
Oh.
Or I just couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was myself. So
yeah.
I just decided to move out to L.A.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You've never been here before, right?
I have been here before. I
oh,
did
yeah?
an internship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the summer of 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, at Sony Picture Studios.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
How did that go for you? Did you like it?
I liked it. Yeah, it was a really fun experience. And I was interning in the drama TV and Globo TV
mm-hmm.
development apartment.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes,
because I'm loud and you're a little softer, so I want to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, where was I? Okay, yeah, I was interning at Sony. It was with the teams behind drama TV development and global TV development. Both teams were super great. They taught me a lot, and I still keep in contact with some of them till now. Yeah, it's been years, but I'm glad they chose me for that internship.
Yeah, for sure. So you learned a little bit about LA. How long were you here? A few months?
It was about three months.
Three months. Yeah. And then you went back to New York, and then you decided you move in here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that part of the big plan?
Part of the big plan, yes. Yeah. I know eventually I'm going to move out to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's just a lot more going on here that I want to really experience what Hollywood is.
Exactly. That's where it's all happening.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of production in New York, but this is still the capital
of the film. Yeah, it's still the center of some sorts. And I remember, like, a lot of my professors said, like, if you want to, you know, keep doing filmmaking for the rest of your life, there is at some point you have to move out to L.A.
Yeah, true. Now, did you find it pretty competitive in the beginning? I mean, you started, what, like applying for...
Yeah, after I moved out here, like, I need to find a job to support myself.
Right.
And I just sent my resumes everywhere. I sent it to everyone. And I sent it to my previous supervisors at the internships.
Okay.
And they were all very nice and helpful in, like, spreading the word. Be like, hey, this girl is looking for a job. If anyone is interested, you can talk to her. They were really nice, yeah. And it was a very amazing process that I don't know how I got my current job. It feels like it went through a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And it's been referred and referred and referred. And it got to my boss hand.
So it's really, you gotta know people, right?
Yeah, you gotta know people. Yeah. You gotta put yourself out there.
Right.
And let people know that you're looking for a job and what you're capable of.
Right. To stand out, you know, because I mean some people think it's like you sit at home and it comes to you.
No,
you send resumes and it
does.
Comes to you. But no, you gotta really work it, you know?
Yeah. I remember when I was applying for that internship back in 2019. I'm sure the scenario, like, the whole market is different now from 2019. But I remember I sent out about 50 applications for summer internships.
Mm-hmm.
And I landed three or four interviews. And
okay.
I got two offers.
Oh, okay.
That's like the ratio.
Right.
Just for an internship. So
right.
It definitely gets more competitive when you're actually job hunting.
Right.
For full-time
job. 50
jobs,
is a lot, you know.
It's a lot,
So you've done your homework. I mean, it's, you know, and you get results from it, which is cool.
Yeah.
So you started working here, and then, so what were you doing? What was your duties in the first job you got?
The first job I got is with a team that works in TV post-production.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice. I'm still working with them now.
Oh.
And they've taught me a lot of things that I didn't know at school.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, at school, they don't really focus on the post-production workflow for you. They teach you editing, and sometimes they teach you coloring, but they don't teach you how those things come together.
Why is that? I mean, shouldn't it be part of the curriculum?
It's very interesting that I think most schools, they focus on teaching. Like, I can't speak for other schools, but for NYU, I feel like they focused on teaching you what is art.
I see.
They teach you how to be an artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but at that time, I mean, at least when I was in school, they didn't really focus on teaching you how to get a job.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
For that part, you kind of have to, like, figure it out yourself.
Right. But post-production is important to know.
It's very important.
It's an integral part of the production.
Yeah.
You know, the movie itself.
Yeah. It's how you get the final product.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool. So you still work there now?
I still work there now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still work with the team. They're super nice. I love
very
them.
Very nice. Very cool. Very cool. So at what point did you decide to start making your own films?
It's always been a passion for me to write my own stories and make my own stories.
Right.
In LA, it was because sometimes during the weekend, it's so hot outside, so I don't want to, you know, hop out, so I just stay in my room. Uh-huh. And I was like, what should I do when I stay in my room? I write.
Oh, okay.
So I write out some of the stories, and uh-huh. I started to submitting them to different competitions.
Okay.
And grants. Uh-huh. And hopefully one of them will like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and luckily when I finished writing the story of Fish Tank, mm-hmm. I submitted the first draft to Tribeca Through Her Lens Women Filmmaker Program.
Mm.
And they loved it.
Really?
I was so surprised.
Oh.
Because I didn't think of it at all after submitting it. I said, mm-hmm. okay, I'm not going to think about it, just to spare myself,
right.
you know, from the stress.
Right.
And they wrote me back. They're like, oh, you're one of the finalists. I'm like, what?
Wow. And that's for the film Fish Tank, which is why you're here today to promote.
Yes, that's how it all got started.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about Fish Tank. What is the film? How long is the film?
The film is about 17 minutes, including credits.
Okay. Yeah. And I saw the trailer. It doesn't really tell much about the movie. You know, I mean, it kind of like gets your appetite there, but tell us a little bit about the plot. What's the movie about?
So my film Fish Tank is a short film that follows Jules, who's been sober for over a year, mm-hmm. but she finds herself in a weird situation that she cannot when she's triggered by like negative influence, she vomits actual living goldfish.
She vomits
actual living goldfish.
Living goldfish.
Yes, they're not dead. They're, you know, still
they're
alive.
They're alive. No, I don't know what to say about that. That's pretty much like an idea that's out there. How did you think about something like that?
It might sound a little cliche, but the initial image of the idea came in one of my dreams.
Really?
Yeah. I literally dreamt of myself standing in the middle of nowhere, probably a desert, and I felt like vomiting.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, no, I'm going to vomit. I was like, why? I'm going to throw up. Why?
Uh-huh.
And then before I could realize, I saw in the dream, I saw uh-huh. there's a red little goldfish landing on my palm.
Oh, wow.
And that woke me up.
Wow.
Yeah, that image stuck
with
me.
So it came in a dream.
It came in a dream, yeah.
Wow.
It stuck with me for a long time.
Yeah.
And I started to, like, dig deeper into the meanings behind it and how it's related to my, you know, personal life, my history, my feelings.
Oh.
And there comes the story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so this is based on, not really on you, right? But, I mean.
I would say emotionally, yes.
Yeah.
It's emotionally based on my own experience.
Oh, yeah.
The plots, they're, okay. you know.
Did you have
fictional.
A drinking problem?
I never. I didn't. But I talked to some friends and family who did.
Mm.
So it's always, I feel like it's always a topic that I've been hearing, like, growing up. And right. So it just naturally came to me that I want to write it in the plot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know somehow I can't see you having a drinking problem. You know? So, I mean, you seem like you're very together and everything, you know. So,
thanks for saying that.
No, really. But so she has a, is she Chinese or American?
She's Chinese American.
Oh, Chinese American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And how old is she in the film?
She's 28 years old.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has she been drinking? I mean, do you reveal that in the movie?
Yeah, I reveal that in the movie. She's been drinking she's been sober for over a year, but she, uh-huh. in the backstory, she had been drinking for at least like 3 years or
three
something.
Years.
Yeah, like it's basically after she had to, you know, throw herself in the society.
Yeah.
And then she found like everything's going out of control.
Right.
Yeah.
So she went sober, and after that she started vomiting goldfish.
Yeah.
How often does the vomiting happen? I mean, is it something that interferes with her life? I mean, so you show like her reaction to what's happening, right? I mean, she must be totally bewildered as far as to what's happening to her.
Have you watched the film?
No, I haven't watched the film.
Oh, okay. Then
no, I didn't want to because I usually don't watch the films because, well, if you don't want to reveal it, you don't have to. Because if it's part of the
plot, it's part of you know? The plot, actually. Yeah, but yeah, I'll try to say it in a way that's not, you know, putting out a lot of spoilers.
Yeah. No, I don't watch the film because if I know it, then I don't have really questions about it. You know, I want to find out about it the way the listeners find out about
it. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
She vomits when she's triggered emotionally.
Okay.
And it happens throughout the film for a few times. And each time you'll see she's reacting to a different scenario.
Okay.
And you can also see that the fish that she vomits out represents the strongness of her emotions.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. So in the end, do people understand, actually, the viewers, do they understand the whole process here as far as to what's happening?
Based on the audience response I've got so far, yes, they understand it, but they also have questions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. So I would love to hear those questions after people watch it. It's like, it's very intriguing to hear those questions from, like, it's part of their reactions.
Right.
And some of them, they have different interpretations. Like, I world premiered the film at the Death Center Film Festival in June.
Where?
That Center Film Festival in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where I got my first wave of audience response.
Uh-huh.
And I was really happy seeing that most of them picked up the little details that I planted in the film.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and they provided their own understanding of the character, of the story, about the meanings that, you know, the fish represents.
Right.
Yeah, so that was really... That just made me very happy. That
yeah,
I was very touched.
Did you have any doubts sometimes that people will actually like it?
I do. Yeah, I do think it's part of the process of filmmaking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of art in general, probably.
In general, yeah. Because art is, for me, it's always about finding the balance of your self-expression and how it can relate to the world.
Right.
Yeah, like for me. Like other people might have different interpretations. But it's just like how we do everyday things. Like I always had doubt even when I was writing. I finished a script and I was like, this is so weird. I don't know if anyone's going to like it.
Yeah.
But even with that doubt, I still decided to submit it to different programs.
Right.
To competitions.
Right.
And it's almost like you're waving your hand in like a group of people in a crowd and trying to see if anyone's noticing you and anyone want to hold your hand and pull you up. That kind
of feeling. Yeah. But I mean, it's pretty interesting to put in like something that shocks the viewer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that element you have in the movie, you know, whereas people don't expect something like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's totally out there, you know. And I think that's what film should be about, you know.
I agree.
Making us see and think about things we don't normally,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if a film is everything like the way we live, you know, I mean, you can relate to it on the one hand, but it's not really expressing anything that real life can't, you know, deliver. So, I mean, in a movie, it's like sometimes it's fantasy, you know. It's like makes you think of, like, what if, you know.
What if, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How many, do you have a big cast in this movie? How many, or is it just her?
Jules is played by Tiffany Chu.
Okay.
The wonderful Tiffany Chu.
Yeah, and, hi, Tiffany. We'll give her...
I want to give a shout out to Tiffany.
Yeah.
And the other lead role, Matt, is played by Isaac J.
Okay. And he's like part of the film.
He's part of the film as well.
Yeah, yeah. I won't ask you like what his role is and everything. We want to leave some for the people to actually discover it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet them, the actors?
Yeah, after I got some grants for the film, like I like that was the moment I knew that it's really gonna happen.
Oh wow.
Because before that I didn't even know if it'll get financed.
Yeah.
If it'll...
How do you get a grant for a film? You apply for it?
Yeah, it was the Tribeca program. It's the Tribeca Through Her Lens program.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful program that gives wonderful opportunities to female filmmakers and non-binary filmmakers.
Right.
Yeah, and they help you workshop the script, and they give you a production grant for if you win that program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it must be pretty difficult, though, because it's a limited amount of
grants.
Yeah, there's
a very limited amount.
And probably a lot of people apply for it and everything, right?
Yeah, I would just say I just got very lucky.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you get lucky a lot, which is really cool. But I don't think it's about being lucky. I think, you know, you have a lot to offer, and that's what it's based on. You know, people don't just give this randomly,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I also put in a lot of work. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, but you get the grant before you make the film, right?
Yes.
So you really have to sell the idea of the film. They don't even get to see the film until it's done.
Yeah,
they give you the grant.
I wrote the script and I pitched the script to the team.
Okay.
And it was like a pitch competition, basically.
Okay.
I had to let them know that this is a story I want to tell. This is why I want to tell the story.
Okay.
And why it should be happening now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Convinced them. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. So I would imagine not many people get those grants, right?
Mm,
I
mean, no. For the production grant is like one every year.
One every year?
Mm, from that program particularly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you see, you're really good.
Thank you.
You're good at what you do, you know? And that's pretty nice because, you know, you put in the effort and everything. You know, you come from another country. You don't know what's going to happen to you, you know, it's a different culture, different everything. And you manage to sort of like fit in and actually, you know, make a difference, you know, make an impact. And
yeah,
that's something that not every person can do, you know.
I would say the whole, the incentive that I had was probably just like wherever I am. I'm trying to find my own voice. I'm trying to find a unique perspective that belongs only to me.
Okay.
And I want to talk to people through my filmmaking.
Right. Mm-hmm. How long did Fish Tank take to make? Beginning to end. Let's say you already wrote it.
To end. So you mean from finishing a script to...
Yeah, yeah. Let's say from the moment you got the grant. So it was already written, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So to actually produce the film in post-production, how long did that take for you?
It took us a year, more than a year.
Wow.
Yeah, about 14 months.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. We did prep for like about 5 months before the production, and we shot for 6 days and a half.
Okay.
And then we went into post-production for 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we delivered it and we entered it to film festivals.
Oh, wow. So you went to a lot of festivals, or you submitted to a lot
Yeah, I submitted it to a lot of festivals.
What are some of the festivals that you submitted to?
Ones that I didn't get in?
No, the ones that you did get in.
Oh, I submitted it to, of course, the top tier ones, like the big three in Europe and also Sundance, South By, and all the other really great regional festivals.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would say I try to just not think too deep into the festival process because it's completely out of my hand.
Right.
And it's really subjective.
Right.
And sometimes, a lot of times, you get rejections. That's like a normal life for a filmmaker. But it doesn't mean that your work is not good.
Exactly.
It just means...
you don't fit into what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I tell people, you know, about like casting and stuff, you know.
It's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that they don't like you. It's just that they're looking for something else, you know.
Yeah.
They have something specific. I know because when I hire people, it's the same thing,
it's
you know.
The same thing,
it's not just with actors or anything. It's with any job, you know. You just have to, you know, the person that does the hiring has in their mind something that they want to find. And if you're not that, then you're not, you know? I mean, there's nothing you can do to change that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you have to be the right place, the right time, with the right film.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there's a saying in Chinese that's called 天时地利人和. It's like basically saying you have to have the right timing, the right place with the right people.
Right.
To make the right thing.
Here they call it the perfect storm, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's got to work just
gotta
right.
Got to come all together at a perfect timing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Wow. So So what's next for you with the, as far as, I see something about the Oscar. Tell us about that. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. It's not about the Oscar yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, we did get into a few Oscar qualifying film festivals.
Really?
Yeah, that's including the Dead Center Film Festival in Oklahoma City that we premiered in June.
Uh-huh.
And we're also playing at Holly Shorts.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're playing on August 11th, 12 p.m., if you haven't got a ticket.
Oh, and where is it at?
It's at the TCL Chinese Theater in
TCL
Hollywood.
In Hollywood,
yeah.
Oh,
and you can get the
nice.
Tickets from their website.
Okay.
And we're at the same time, we're also showing at another Oscar-qualifying festival in Rhode Island. It's the Flickr's Rhode Island International Film Festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one coming up that I cannot disclose yet.
Okay.
But we're also headed to Australia in October for the South by Southwest Sydney section.
Really?
Yes. We're going to show it to the Australian audience.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to travel to Australia?
I get to travel, yes.
Wow. It's a long flight. You better get
it. It's a lot of flights.
Ready for it.
It's part of my life now.
Yeah, but it's nice that you get to travel.
Yeah.
So, Holly Shorts, this is going to happen in 3 days, I guess, the 11th.
On the 11th, on Sunday, 12 p.m.
Do you know what the the website, just look up, I guess, Holly Shorts, right?
Just look up Holly Shorts, and you can go to the AAPI section.
Mm-hmm.
We're screening in that section among other really fantastic films.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll be there for the Q&A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Very nice. You must be excited. I mean, every time it got accepted, you must have, like, jumped for joy, right?
I literally do. Yeah, because I value, like, each acceptance because that's, like, a recognition. That's a connection
right.
that I get to build with the programmers and also
right.
hopefully with that film's festival's audience.
Right.
So, yeah, I really value
and
that.
And it's acceptance of your work, you know? I mean, there's nothing bigger than that, I think, when people embrace what you do, you know?
Exactly.
Wow, very nice. Do you communicate all this to your parents? I mean, do they now think, well, maybe it's a good thing for her that she moved?
That's very good questions. I try to, I don't tell them every time, like immediately after it happens. I try to do an update like every other month, maybe, just to keep their expectations in check.
Right.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm sure they'll understand it one day.
Yeah, and I'm sure even if they don't show, they must be proud of you, you know? I mean, you've accomplished quite a bit, you know, and I'm sure many people don't even come close to that, you know?
Thank you.
So that's very nice. How many films compete for the Oscar, do you know?
Are
you competing with?
I'm competing with about like 400 other films at Holly Shorts.
400?
That's what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for other programs, I'm not sure about the total amount of short films that they screen every year, but it's usually it's around like every time you get into a festival, you're competing with other like 50-something shorts.
Right.
And yeah, and if you get the award, and then you're qualified for the Oscars.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow. And then there's, what, 10 films that compete in the Oscars? It used to be 5. I think now it's 10, no?
That's a good question. I haven't looked too deep into the Oscar process,
right.
but I feel like there's a...
I'm sure you will as you get closer to it.
We will see. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, you never know, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, your publicist, Catherine, many of her movies got Oscars or at least got... nominated, you know. So you're in good company. I mean, no, really. I've known her for a long time and many of the films. I remember the filmmakers would come be on my show and then I would see them, you know, nominated for the Oscars. So
Thank you. So
you're in good company, you know, and plus, you know, you have the talent. I think you have what it takes, you know. I'm definitely going to watch your movie now that we talked about
yes,
it.
I appreciate
you know, because
you saying that.
Now You know, I'm sure everybody's curious now about it because, you know, now that we get a little idea of the work behind it, mm-hmm. you know, and a little taste of what it's about, yeah, it's interesting to see, you know, how she deals with all these goldfish.
Yes.
I mean, where do they go? Did she put them in the aquarium? I don't know what's going on, you know. But the trailer was pretty fascinating, you know, and I was thinking, wow, what kind of a story can you tell about a woman that loves goldfish?
But and I would say that's the short film is only like a part of the story
okay.
that I have in mind because I'm also developing it into a feature.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
there's a lot more to tell.
There's a lot more to tell, and I'm working on the feature script right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are there any other movies you're working on right now?
Yes, I'm also working on another short film that will potentially film in January in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's basically what I'm working on now.
Really? So it's going to be ready in January pretty much?
It's going to shoot in January.
Oh, it's going to shoot in January.
It's going to shoot in January, and it's going to take another few months for post-production.
Right.
And hopefully it'll reach the audience at the end of next year.
I see. And do you have a pretty large cast in that movie?
No, it's not. No. I don't have like a huge amount of cast for that one. It's like a very intimate story that I want to tell.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to just mostly be like about 3 to 5 people.
I see.
Yeah.
And that's a short film, right?
It's a short film as well.
I see. Okay. Well, sounds good. I'm looking forward to hearing about
Thank
that.
You.
Tell people where they can find you, social media, website.
Yes, I am on Instagram, and
okay.
my Instagram handle is _ Wendy Tang. Wendy is Wendy.
Okay.
Tang is Tang.
Okay.
Yeah, I always say that so people don't get mixed up with the Wendy with a Y.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you you had to pick your English name, right?
That is actually my Chinese name.
Really?
Yeah, it's a direct translation of my Chinese name.
Oh, so it's a translation of that.
It's a translation of that.
What is the meaning of it, though?
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because it was translated from the Chinese characters. Like characters. I think the characters, when my parents and my grandparents got me the name, they mentioned it was something about enlightenment.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. Well, you're definitely enlightened.
Thank you.
And you enlightened us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wish you a lot of success with the work you do. I know you're going to do very well because you have what it takes, I feel.
Thank you.
You know, based on talking to you and hearing about your accomplishments. And we hope to see you at the Oscars. I mean, that's the ultimate, right?
Thank you. Yes, yes. I wouldn't hope for too much, but yes, that's fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't jinx it.
Yeah, think big, you know?
Think
I mean,
big.
What the heck?
Yes, you're right.
Exactly. Well, congratulations to you, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
And come visit us again when you have new movies, and we'd love to hear about them.
Yeah, we'll definitely do.
Okay,
thank you.
Cool. All right, Wendy Tang, and everybody, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.